Hey guys, I'm kind of losing my voice, as you can tell, but I welcome you to another diary entry reading. This was in 2013, January 25th, 2013, so I was 11, wait, no, 10. Wow, I was 10. Okay, here we go. Me, comma. So today was really busy. Symphony, basketball, park day, and now Annie's house. First, I will tell you about park day. Alright, so I've explained this before, I'm pretty sure, but park day was this thing every Friday where all of the homeschool kids would go to the park and hang out. So, moving on. Annie was so braggy, I can't even explain what and how braggy she was. I love how I just jump right in complaining about my friends, but this girl, Annie, she considered us best friends. I did not consider us best friends, but she would kind of, everywhere I go, she would be there, and she also insisted that we dress in matching outfits. I'm not sure if I've talked about this before. I feel like I probably have, but I'll say it again anyway. She insisted that we dress in matching outfits, so she would ask me where I got my clothes. So, for example, if I was wearing, I don't know, a jacket, she'd be like, oh, where did you get your jacket? And I'd be like, oh, I got it at Target. And then I'd see her a week later, and she'd be wearing the exact same thing. One time, I was wearing something that she had then bought, and I was wearing it, and then she saw that I was wearing it, and then she went home so that she could change into it, and then came back wearing the same outfit. And it was just so embarrassing to be matching, because it wasn't even one item of clothing. A lot of the time it was an entire outfit. And I felt like Tweedledee and Tweedledum or something. I felt so stupid, but I didn't know how to tell her that. I think I kind of hinted at it, but I didn't know how to straight up just tell her to stop. Obviously, Annie is not her real name. I'm changing it, even though, you know, it's not like she's ever going to hear this, but yeah. It was also really hard to kind of cut her off because her parents were friends with my parents, and she had siblings who were friends with my brother. And so, you know, we were constantly going to each other's houses, like our whole families. And again, she was literally everywhere that I was. And also her family would show up at our house, like, uninvited. So, you know, we would be having a chill day or a really busy day. And then they would, like, all five of them would be on our doorstep. And we'd have to let them in and entertain them for a few hours. It was just kind of a difficult situation. Anyway, let's move on. She also was inappropriate. I forgot the E at the end of inappropriate, but that's okay. Even Jessica was braggy. Annie was really braggy about basketball, and no offense, but she was one of the worst basketball players I have ever seen in my whole entire life! Exclamation point. And Jessica was bragging, and she is just as bad. I can shoot a basketball backwards, turned around. That's kind of redundant. Also, I actually only did that once ever in my whole entire life, and it was pure luck. So, I'm not good at basketball. She couldn't shoot a basket directly at the basket. And the reason she was inappropriate. Oh, wait, I spelled it unappropriate. And the reason she was unappropriate was because I could see her, you know what. Bing, ring, A. That's pig Latin, I think, for bra. I love how I couldn't even bring myself to write the word bra. I had to say it in pig Latin. Anyway, She was wearing a very far down V-neck t-shirt. Back to the symphony. Not much to tell. It was boring. Emma was a little late, and so I couldn't sit by her. That's all. I wanted to do basketball, but today was the last day. I wanted to show Jessica how good I really am. I wasn't good at basketball. Oh, Annie joined Frontier Girls. Okay, see, this reinstates how she would just be wherever I was. I was in this thing called Frontier Girls, which was basically Girl Scouts, except we never sold people cookies. We just did other stuff, like, I don't even know what we did. I remember we wrote letters at one point to who, I don't know, but we wrote letters or like thank you cards or something like that. And then what else? We baked cookies. I don't remember selling them, but we baked them. And we also did a parade kind of thing at one point. That's all I remember. Anyway, so she joined Frontier Girls once she found out that I was in it. Which, you know, would be fine if I liked her. But anyway. Oh, wait, that another quick story. For my 10th birthday, I didn't really want to have a birthday party, but my close circle of friends were really pushing me to have one, and so I did. So it was just me and three other friends, including Annie, because she was one of the people who wanted me to have a birthday party. And so I had my birthday party, and we did karaoke. And then I remember telling them multiple times to please not talk about my birthday party to other girls, because if other girls found out that I had a birthday party and that they weren't invited, then, you know, their feelings would be hurt. And then Annie went and told other people about it after I specifically asked her not to many, many times. And then some other people got upset and mad at me. And it was this whole thing. 10-year-old drama, what can you do? Anyway, where were we? Let's see. Now we are going to Annie's house in 15 minutes. Wish me luck that I don't die from her bragging. And then in parentheses I wrote, sorry, that was mean. Sad face. Bye. And that is the end. So, now I'm remembering all of that horrible drama. That was terrible. Ah, I just want to forget it. I can't. I'm not even going to think about it. Not going to think about it. Okay, so I'm going to go now. Thank you very much for listening, and I will do this again next month. Bye, guys.